Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
We had to take an extended break with our reflections on the Ten Commandments. Today we're going to continue where we left off. We left off with the Eighth Commandment, which is, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Today we're going to look at three sins which are particularly damaging to other people's reputations and to their spirits, frankly. The sins of rash judgment, of detraction, and calumny. Slander is essentially synonymous with detraction or calumny. The Catechism speaks of these sins in paragraphs 2477, 78, and 79. Father Hardin, in his Modern Catholic Dictionary, defines rash judgment as the unquestioning conviction about another person's bad conduct without adequate grounds for the judgment. We know that our Lord says in the Sermon on the Mount, "Judge not that you may not be judged." Try Matthew 7, verse 1. But there he's speaking about rash judgment specifically and condemning others as well. Jesus isn't saying don't make moral judgments about others and their behavior. As we always say when we talk about this, if you stop making moral judgments, you actually cease to be a human being. God doesn't want you to do that. In John 7, 24, our Lord says, "Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right or just judgment." So rash judgment is when I'm quick to attribute evil to someone without having all the facts or all the relevant facts before me. I can promise you that sometimes, or perhaps many times, we think that we know all the facts and we're sure about what's going on, but we really don't know all the facts. We really don't know what's going on. It takes prudence and humility to be able to see and admit that. Catechism at paragraph 2478 gives some advice about rash judgment, which is worth more than its weight in gold, really. It says, "To avoid rash judgment, everyone should be careful to interpret, insofar as possible, his neighbor's thoughts, words, and deeds in a favorable way," unquote. So we should ask ourselves, why am I critical or condemning in my judgments? Why do I presume the worst of others? Is it a habit that I picked up at home or with my friends? Is it for self-protection? Is it to make me feel significant, make me feel superior to others? It's not a good habit to have. It's what the Pharisees and the scribes and the Gospels were experts in, for those of us who have read the Gospels. Also, I should ask myself, do I like it when others are critical and condemning towards me? Probably not, right? The golden rule is, as you wish others would do to you, do so to them, Jesus says in Luke 6, 31. If I don't like it when it's done to me, I should stop doing it to others. Also, do you think that God is critical and condemning towards you? Some people do actually think that. I can tell you that God does not presume the worst about you, and if you think he does, then you don't know him very well. God looks on you with a heart of mercy. He wants you to learn to interiorize that, interiorize his mercy, interiorize his love, and learn to extend it with a heart of mercy towards others as well. Regarding rash judgment, the Catechism here quotes St. Ignatius of Loyola in his Spiritual Exercises. St. Ignatius says this, "Every good Christian ought to be more ready to give a favorable interpretation to another's statement than to condemn it. But if he cannot do so, let him ask how the other understands it. And if the latter understands it badly, let the former, meaning you, correct him with love. If that does not suffice, let the Christian try all suitable ways to bring the other to a correct interpretation so that he might be saved," says St. Ignatius. Very wise counsel. Rash judgment is considered a mortal sin ex genere suo in the Latin phrase, which means that it's not always seriously sinful. It becomes seriously sinful if it's a matter or question is important. It's an important issue and your judgment is fully deliberate and you're firmly convinced of your position without having sufficient reason for for holding that position. For example, if you believe that the Pope is not the real Pope, it's actually a serious sin, serious rash judgment. It's one of those sins of the state of a contest, right? When the whole political world and maybe 99 or 99.9% of all priests and bishops in the universal church acknowledge Pope Francis as the legitimately elected Pope, and you don't acknowledge that? It's quite a rash and imprudent position to have. You're essentially a Gnostic at that point. You no longer have the virtue of faith when you believe things like that. My advice, humble yourselves. Humble your judgments as well. St. Augustine wrote this. He said, "If you ask me what is the most essential element in the teaching and morality of Jesus Christ, I would answer you, first is humility. The second is humility. The third, it's humility again." Shortly before he died, as he was visiting the Visitation Sisters one day, the Mother Superior, St. Jane Frances de Chantal, asked St. Francis de Sales for a last piece of wisdom. "What's the last thing you can share with us, St. Francis?" He took a piece of paper, he wrote on it three times, "Humility, humility, humility." The next sin is that of detraction. Detraction is disclosing another person's faults and failings to people who don't know of them without a valid reason. That's the Catechism's definition, number 2477, paragraph 2477. "So what you say is true, but it's not necessary or helpful to tell it to others." We call it gossip as well, right? Detraction comes from the Latin word detractio. It means to withdraw. It means I'm taking away your good name. Reputation is more valuable than riches. So it's a real injustice when people take that away from you. They take away your good name. It's a real injustice when you take it away from them as well. The book of Sirach, chapter 21, 28, verse 28 says, "A whisperer or a gossiper defiles their own soul and is hated in their own neighborhood." Ouch. Pretty harsh there. Some people love talking about other people's faults and sins and failings. God said that we should love something else. We shouldn't love doing that. St. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 4:8, he said, "Above all, love one another intensely, because love covers a multitude of sins." Don't love speaking about other people's sins. Love other people instead. A true follower of Christ loves other people. He or she does not love talking about their defects. The detractor or the gossiper reveals sins. The true Christian tries to cover them. You see that as well in the Old Testament story of Noah, right? When one of his sons exposed Noah's shame and the other two covered their father's shame, the one was cursed, the other two were blessed. And remember, Jesus says, "As you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure you give will be the measure you get." Matthew 7, verse 2. The seriousness of the sin of detraction depends on how much damage you do in what you say. It also depends upon the person to whom you're referring. If the faults that you're talking about are already publicly known, that's technically not detraction. It may be disedifying speech, but not detraction. For example, if it's about the faults, again, of a pope or a priest or a bishop, it may not be detraction, technically speaking, if it's something that's publicly known, but nowadays it often turns into a form of dishonoring our father and mother, right? Fourth commandment. We don't want to do that. We dishonor our spiritual fathers. We dishonor our mother, the church. We talk unnecessarily about these things. If you regularly tear down the hierarchy in your conversations, you're undermining the church, you're giving bad example. So it's also a form of scandal as well. The Apostle Paul puts it in rather graphic language. He says in Galatians 5, verses 14 and 15, "The whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you are not consumed by one another." says the apostle. A lot of supposedly faithful Catholics are acting like spiritual cannibals nowadays, biting and devouring each other on social media and in other venues too. It's not a good sign. It's not from God either. Those who are always focusing on the problems in the church do not have a healthy spirituality. A healthy spirituality focuses on what's good, namely on God, not on what's bad. St. Paul specifically says that, Philippians 4:8, to focus on what's good, not on what's bad, not on what's wrong. We pray about the problems, we don't fixate on them. We entrust to God what's not in our control. He truly is in control. He wants you to realize that and accept it too. Lastly, for the day today, there's the sin of calumny. Calumny is like detraction, but it adds a lie to the equation. So it's harming someone's reputation by lying about them. So it's doubly sinful, essentially. You deprive someone of their good name, and you lie about them as well. Calumny is therefore a sin of malice, which is very grave when we do that. Let's ask Our Lady for the grace to rid ourselves of these sinful scourges of rash judgment, detraction, gossip, slander, calumny. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.